In just a minute, Carl tells us about his favorite Transformer, Optimus Rhyme. In our listener limerick challenge, if you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, you remember John Gotti Jr. He's the son of the big mob boss, and he's in prison now for being a mob boss himself. Well, it turns out that in prison, he's developed a new passion. What?
His new passion, macrame.
Well, it's natural he'd do this in prison because we understand that their Goodnight Moon is popular both as a bedtime story and recreational activity.
Oh, he's writing children's books.
Yes, he is. John Gotti Jr., the mobster, revealed that while awaiting a trial for corrupt mobby things he did, he's become a sort of the Richard Scarry of Sing Sing. He's passing his time in the stir by writing a children's book. It is illustrated by his cellmate, a, quote, sweetheart of a kid who happens to be serving 17 years for bank robbery. Unfortunately, Gotti said, this mobster bank robber duo could not find a publisher. However, we got our hands on an exclusive copy. It's hand-carved into prison-issue soap. I'll read the opening page. See Spot talk? Uh-oh. You shouldn't have talked, Spot.
Certainly a cautionary tale there.
Paula, a bit of controversy at an Oklahoma prison. Some are saying a recent initiative is unfair to the prisoners there, while prison officials say it's an important component in preventing escapes. What is it? What's this program?
They've been locking the doors.
Yes, that's so wise of them at this
really,
prison.
Yeah, it's really got the prisoners upset.
No, it's hard to, I'll give you a hint, it's hard to go over the wall and escape when you're wearing comically large shoes.
They make them wear clown shoes?
Pretty well, they make them wear clown suits, more or less. Last year, Oklahoma's Cleveland County Penitentiary traded in the traditional orange prison jumpsuits for giant pink shirts, ballooning yellow striped pants, and jelly sandals. Clown couture. One official says, quote, we want our inmates to be identifiable. If one of them slips over the wall, we want to know about it right away.
Actually, they'll just slip over and go do birthday parties.
Yeah. To me, it sounds more like the prison officials want to let the poor guys run around for a while for the entertainment value. The guy escapes, the loudspeakers start playing the Benny Hill theme. There's some indications the inmates are actually embracing this whole circus vibe. One inmate seems to be wearing a flower on his lapel. You lean in to smell it. He shanks you. 28 prisoners are now plotting to escape in a single tiny Volkswagen Bug. Tom, a former employee is suing Citibank. She says she was fired because of something she can't help. What does she say she was given as grounds for her dismissal?
She can't help it.
Yeah, it's a characteristic. It's an unchanging characteristic. She can't help it, so it's discrimination against her.
She sucked at her job.
No. Well, let me put it this way. Despite the economy, her interest rates kept going up.
Oh, she's too beautiful.
She's too hot, in fact. Hot. That was the problem. You know
I've had that.
Yeah. You understand what that's like, Paula.
That's why you're self-employed, isn't it?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Well, you know that tricky moment in a job interview when they ask what your greatest weakness is? Well, one, Deborah Lee Lorenzana has a good answer from now on. She's just too damn sexy. The suit alleges Citibank told her to stop wearing turtlenecks, pencil skirts, and other form-fitting business wear to work. She said other women wore that stuff, but according to the suit she filed, her bosses said, quote, the general unattractiveness of other women in the office rendered moot their sartorial choices. And in fact...
It sounds like that's where the lawsuit is.
Yeah.
And
in fact, what happened was Ms. Lorenzana was eventually fired because other Citibank employees were spending too much time ogling her and not enough time stealing from their customers. So they had to let her go.
That has to be kind of a good news, bad news situation, really, though, right?
Why?
When you're called into the office, the bad news is you're being fired. The good news is because you are smoking hot. Like the most flattering way ever to get fired.
It was still tough for me. Yeah.